go into this episode, please, with an open mind.
So for 27 years, I was a certified public accountant. I had my own accounting firm. And then life changes sometimes and gives you experiences that opens you to other ways of living life and asking the question, what am I here to do? And I want to talk about how sound and light helps pain.
If all I'm addressing is one sense, the touch, the kinesthetic portion of that, the tactile portion of that, I'm leaving so much on the table. We are sensory beasts.
When somebody comes in with a lot of pain, I can't talk about their, you know, problems. I gotta address that pain first. And I do with that auricular, it's called battlefield acupuncture.
The science, is it there? Is it lacking?
People want a pill to fix them. And this is not it.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today I am sitting outside in Hollywood Beach, Florida. And it's a beautiful day. It's actually kind of hot. I like this, though. And I am sitting with Vanessa Cisneros. She is the owner, founder, creator, inventor of sound and color acupuncture. I just had a session. My good friend Cicely put me onto the idea, introduced me, and I teased you guys a little bit with it on social media. And I was like, you know, Vanessa, I got to bring you on. People need to hear about this. So without further ado, welcome to the show. Vanessa.
Hi. Hello.
Thank you for
coming
on.
Nice to be here.
This is a great day, right?
It's a beautiful day.
So a little bit of background, guys. I'm out in Florida right now for Rockstock, and I hurt my knee last week, just fortuitously, I suppose. Knee swelled up, did across the competition, and I was like, oh, well, I'm going to be coming out here anyway. Let me go and see Vanessa. I wasn't going to see her for this. But what I'm trying to say is this shit works. That's actually what I'm trying to say to you guys. Yes, we'll get more into that, but I know that there's some people out there listening, and I know you guys are going into this being like, what is Maestro even talking about? Go into this episode, please, with an open mind. So, Vanessa, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself, perhaps starting with the fact that you used to be a CPA.
Yes. So for 27 years, I was a certified public accountant. I had my own accounting firm. And then life changes sometimes and gives you experiences that opens you to other ways of living life and asking the question, what am I here to do? So with that, I sold my accounting practice and I went back to school, became an acupuncturist. While in acupuncture school, I discovered sound therapy and color light therapy. And it took me in a totally different direction. I traveled to many countries in Europe to train. And what I found is that as I got more into the sound therapy and into light therapy, I found that the treatment became more than just a physical treatment. It really became about treating the mind, the emotions, and eventually the soul, which is really the bottom line of the combination of sound, color, and acupuncture. It is the treatment of the soul. It is realigning the soul with its true purpose, with our creator. Because when we're in that alignment, everything else falls into place.
You guys out there listening, I told you from the jump, please approach this with an open mind. And you should actually start to hear some parallels in the words she's using. Whether you're coming at it from a mechanical understanding, which I encourage you not to treat like that, but let's say that you are still of that mechanical mindset, symmetry is what we're looking for, right? Trying to bring things back to center in any way that we can. And trying to, I always say when I'm treating, I'm trying to make this side look like that side. Make this thing work like that thing. If we can center things, if we can decrease the amount of asymmetries present, oftentimes things just get better. So, you know, Vanessa's here. She's talking about it on a different level, but it's the same stuff. And you guys should be here. And, you know, I think if you've watched my evolution of treatment, you guys out there, you know that I've gone from all about movement to being about more. And that's why this really resonated with me. So what was it about it that resonated with you, Vanessa?
Well, for me, it was the very first treatment that I had with the sound and the color. I basically had a heart-opening experience. I was able to break through some of my own issues and have a deeper understanding of it. And what happens is with pain, it's a way for the body to distract the mind from the actual issue. So the pain is a wonderful signal.
Yes.
But if we only treat the pain and if we don't treat and then try to understand what created that pain, it's going to come back.
Exactly. You guys out there, you guys should be chomping at the bit right now. You guys know I'm all about pain science. I know you guys out there are about pain science. And we know pain is a signal. Pain is a request for change. If we just chase pain, the person doesn't get better. Yes, for all you but bobs out there, if it's acute, I get it. Nociception. That is different from a pain experience. What Vanessa's talking about is, it's beautiful here, right? This sound. What Vanessa's talking about here is, how can we treat this pain experience? But what we also talked about after the session is that it's not just for pain.
No.
What you do. It can just be to live a better life.
Absolutely. It's for prevention. And I want to talk a little bit about how sound and light helps for the pain. So there is a biophysical reaction in the body. The minute that I put a tuning fork, that is, I use tuning forks that have C and G together, which is a perfect harmony. The minute that I place that in the body, it creates a reaction, and the body releases nitric oxide, which helps with the blood flow, which decreases inflammation. And then on top of that, it helps the nervous system. So it takes away the edge of the pain, and it also helps to calm the nerves.
Absolutely.
Now with light, when you give light, look, we spend 90% of our time indoors. So we're not getting the full spectrum of light that our bodies need. Without the sun, without light, there would be no life on this planet. And because we are light deprived, a lot of the functions of the organs are not up to par. And this is why there's a lot of breakdown in disease. Of course, you got to consider everything else, what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe. But light is fundamental. It has been proven that our cells communicate by impulses of light. That's more than proven. It was proven by Dr. Fritz Popp from Germany. And anyhow, when I apply light to the body, whether it's through the eyes or on the skin, there's more energy to the cells. It creates ATP. It creates a detoxification reaction. So this is when I say that sound, color, and acupuncture is body, mind, and spirit. It is because there is a biochemical reaction that's happening.
One of the things I'd love for you to address, and instead of waiting till the end of the episode, the science, and we had a discussion about this. Is it there? Is it lacking? What's your opinion on stuff like that?
So I joined an organization called the International Lighter Association from Belgium. And what we do there is a group of, it's volunteer, and it's a group of us that bring together scientists, doctors, holistic practitioners, artists. All of us come together because in Europe, there is a lot of studies that go on as to what happens with light when you apply it in the body through the eyes. So there is a lot of science that is being, that's being studied over in Europe that proves that this does work. Not only does it work on a physical level, but also on expanding consciousness.
And I mean, at the end of the day, you guys know my feeling on studies. There's a few things, and Vanessa and I actually talked about this before. One, if you wait for the studies to come out before you do anything, you're going to be waiting forever and your patients are going to be suffering. Like, it doesn't work that way. There's red tape. There's people that benefit from doing the studies or don't benefit from doing the studies, so therefore the studies they don't occur. And then at the end of the day, even if the study does happen, you can never control for the human factor. Ever. just the person, the people who are in the study, they're going to react differently. We have to understand that. In my humble opinion, studies simply tell us that something is safe to try. That's it. It doesn't guarantee that it's going to work. It doesn't guarantee it's going to cure everything. It just says this: people did not die. It's safe to go and do this. Vanessa, could you talk a little bit about... So I just had a session with her, and why don't we actually paint the picture of what it looks like and what a typical session would be like with
you? Sure. So patient comes in. I do a whole intake as an acupuncturist. I ask all the questions.
Lots of questions. There's lots of them. 11 pages.
They're sleeping. You know, are they sleeping? What's their digestion? What's happening with that? Are they having a bowel movement?
All the things.
Yeah. Do they have pain in their body? What's happening with their emotions? So I put together, based on Chinese medicine, a picture of the person. And then I go based on that. So, for example, if somebody's telling me that they have stomach issues, that they have anxiety, I know that there's something, a disbalance between, you know, the spleen, the liver, meridians. And so I begin using colors that will bring balance to that. Now, that's my platform. But honestly, at the end of the day, my job is to hold that space for people. I'm just a bridge to allow those people to activate their own natural healing abilities. Yes. And this is where sound and color and acupuncture do a magnificent job, because it's beyond the mind. It is beyond words. It is at a place of the soul. When we get in alignment, you see, everything is vibration.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes, it is.
And all of us have a different frequency. And to figure that out, I am not a scientist. I don't know how to do that. I don't care to do that. I just know that I play the instrument that I work with, which is a monochord, which is that wooden bed that you lay it on that has 70 strings underneath that I brought from Germany. And as I play those strings and the vibration starts to go into your body, everything becomes entrained. In other words, there's entrainment that goes on. This is physics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As the harmonics are being made with the strings, your brain waves begin to entrain. Your heart begins to entrain. So that's the alignment. If you want to look at it from a physical perspective, that's the alignment that allows for the autonomic nervous system to begin to balance itself.
Yeah.
On a physical level. Then we go on a mental level where my patients, many of them experience seeing images, seeing things that, or people that they haven't even seen in a long time, that's being held on a subconscious level. And so the mind is processing very quickly, not knowing necessarily what, but many people tell me they feel lighter after a session.
For sure.
And so I always joke and I always say, one session of sound and color acupuncture is 10 sessions of a session with a psychologist. Don't get offended, psychologist out there.
It is. And if any of you guys have had any kind of acupuncture before, I think that that's something you may have already experienced, where you leave and you feel lighter. And it's not like they did all this mechanical stuff to you. And from my experience that I just had before, that's what it is. But more than that. It was actually very cool. You're laying on this table, in this case, because you said that you can do it without the full table, that you could still do the sound with
right.
A monochord, but it's like a box.
A portable one. Yeah.
So this was really cool. I had like the great experience. I was on the table and everything, but you can feel it. The strings are underneath. It's for those of you out there that play an instrument, this should be fascinating stuff to you. Because if you look at how, if you ever play the guitar, honestly, it's all math. And for those of you guys out there, the one that wants the science, math and science, the same thing. And we're bringing that in to help. She's bringing that in to help treat people. And you can now, you hear it, but you also feel it. You're on the table and you're feeling the vibrations. You're hearing the vibrations. There's light going on. You also have the benefits of acupuncture all at once in this also very minimally invasive space. It's something that I honestly, you guys know, when I talk about stuff, when I bring people on, it's not for financial gain. It's not because I'm like, hey, they're promoting. And I do it because I believe in it. And I made sure I went and had a session first. And I was like, this is the kind of stuff we should be defaulting to. You know, Vanessa and I were talking about how it's so interesting that what is standard practice is to get opioids and such. And yet the concepts she's saying are viewed, she kept saying, you know, people think I'm a crazy person. And I feel bad hearing that because it's like, you know, it's crazy. The person that defaults to giving someone drugs right away without other options. Right? There's so many other things we can be doing. Why are we not trying this kind of stuff first? So I had this, you know, Cadillac experience, but Vanessa, you don't have to have all of this stuff to
read. No, you don't. Actually, the most powerful sound that we have available to us is our voice, is the sound of our voice. If you were to hum every day, especially I tell this to people who have a hard time meditating, that they can't quiet the mind, then use your voice. When you use your voice, you're vibrating the vagus nerve. Vibrating your endocrine system. You are bringing down the different wavelengths of the brain from beta, alpha, theta to delta. So you create, by your own doing, this beautiful symphony inside of your body that kicks in your immune system. 10 minutes of humming, 10 minutes of just doing will bring wonders to you, will bring clarity, will bring joy, will bring peace. All the things that we all strive for. Now, in color is another wonderful way of also addressing a lot of different emotions. Look, Dr. Dinsha, who was from India, but was in the United States in the early 1930s, 40s, maybe a little bit later, introduced healing with color. Of course, his material was taken away and the usual. But he found that when people are sick, you can literally just, you know, grab some cellophane paper with different colors, wrap it around a bottle of water in glass, put it in the sun, and boom, you have a natural remedy. It sounds simple, but at the end of the day, that's what we are. We are that sound. We are that light. We're vibration. We're vibrational beings. And now you saw my new tool that I have in my practice, which is the BioWell camera, which is from Russia. It's for those that know a little bit about Kirlian photography, it's a step above Kirlian photography. And what it does is that it creates a picture of the biophotonic emissions from your fingers, and it creates a picture of the energy field around you, of your chakra system, your meridians, your organ system. And what it does, it's a health assessment tool that gives a visual picture of what's happening, the power of your thoughts, what you're eating and how it affects you.
She's talking about the energy picture, the energy fields created. And for those of you that maybe are fading right now because you're like, this is so far outside of, I want you to think about a time when someone walked in the room or someone walked by you, or you walked up to someone and something just didn't feel right. I'm sure that has happened to every single person. Or maybe the flip side, hopefully, someone came over to you and you just felt really good. Maybe that person's in your family or it's a friend, you know, and you just always feel good around that person. That's energy. And for the sake of a step farther, those of you that are like, oh, this vibration stuff, if you are thinking about Theraguns and you're thinking about hypervolts, I've been talking about them, that is vibration therapy. It's a very mechanical understanding of it, but this is how we work. So keep paying attention, guys. All right.
So to go back to that, add to that, think about the new 5G that is out there. Think about all the Wi-Fi. Think about
everywhere.
The satellites. I showed you on that app, actually, how we are not seeing those wavelengths, but those wavelengths are really affecting us, are hurting us. And so what is it that I do? I assist my patients with creating that perfect harmony within themselves to bring forth their own healing. And, you know, a lot of the people that come to see me are not necessarily sick. They just want tune-ups because perhaps they're, you know, a little bit stressed, or because they have a project and they want more creativity. And so it allows them to release some of these things that they hold on to, you know, the heaviness that people feel. So it's not just about being sick. It's about prevention.
Absolutely.
It's always about prevention.
I mean, what do they say, an ounce of prevention, a pound of, it's more than a pound of cure, to be honest, because you never get better, right? But there's just so many concepts here that were delivered, and we spoke, Vanessa and I spoke extensively before the session, and we're talking during the session, and a big thing that I really want you guys to just take from this is open-mindedness and giving things a shot. We have such a mechanical understanding of things, and I think it comes from a good place demanding hard science and evidence for things. Meanwhile, we live in a time where I think humans are the sickest that they've ever been. Our generations are dying sooner and earlier in terms of their age than their parents. And this is a problem. We have all these technological advances and surgical advances and access to healthcare, and yet people are sicker, and we have chronic pain epidemics. We have to understand that these traditional approaches to these complex problems are not working. You know, I went and reached out to Vanessa, and I was really excited to come to this because we need to be looking for other options, especially other options that, you know, for you guys that are really, you know, the naysayers out there, what's the worst that happens? All right, you go and you don't feel any different. Okay, you're not hooked on drugs. It's okay. That's the worst thing. I think one of the, and I'll have Vanessa speak on this, is her approach to treatment. She's not there to make you dependent. She's not there to fix you. And we spoke about, you know, I used to treat a lot more patients. One of the most difficult things is people that come in expecting to be fixed. That's not what
no,
you do.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, the best patient for me is the one that takes responsibility, the one that is willing to make the changes dietarily, exercise-wise, working with their mind, doing their daily routines that empower them with sounds, with color, because this is the problem in the allopathic, you know, in the Western world. People want a pill to fix them. And this is not it. We need to empower the patients to teach them how to take care of themselves, how to overcome their fears, how to, you know, it's whole body, mind, and spirit. Because at the end of the day, pain is just only a reflection of everything else that's going inside of you.
It's not a thing, right? You guys listening, I think that maybe the tide is turning, perhaps, and maybe this is resonating a little bit more. And this, at the end of the day, there's a little lizard over there. I'm definitely in Florida.
I mean, also, you know, when somebody comes in with pain, I will definitely address the pain.
Yes.
There's wonderful research, and that's been going on. I train with a doctor that actually trains all the doctors in the U.S. Air Force and Army. Because they're looking for other options so that they're not using so many opioids. So he works with auricular acupuncture.
Huge. That's...
Yeah.
Yes.
And so when somebody comes in with a lot of pain, I can't talk about their, you know, problems. I got to address that pain first.
Yes.
And I do with that auricular... it's called battlefield acupuncture. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing for pain. Once the pain level is down... then let's talk about the other stuff.
Yes. You guys, this should be resonating so hard. This is the model that we go after. Right? Yeah, treat the pain, treat the symptoms, make that person feel better, calm that nervous system, make that person buy in. If you don't touch their knee, they ain't coming back to you, right? Whether or not that's the cause of things, but you still have to, you're treating a human, you want them to buy in. And then these other things that we can deliver to really bring to them this comprehensive approach. That's not a quick fix, which, you know, we had said is kind of problematic for you, right?
Yes, it is, because a lot of the people don't want to really take the time. They don't want to, they just want the quick fix.
Yeah.
So when somebody does and they're willing to work, it's my favorite patient, obviously, to work with because they're open. They're open. And it takes anywhere between 6 to 10 sessions and their lives transform. I mean, things they didn't expect happen. You know, either their relationships get better, or they decide, you know what, this relationship is no longer good for me. And so they begin making choices from an empowered place.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of my work.
You guys out there listening, this is what we want to be doing as clinicians. I know it. I've spoken to you guys where it's like, yeah, I want that person to, you know, their knee to feel better, but like this, you've seen it where you help them, their knee feels better, and suddenly they realize, well, if my knee can feel better, this can feel better, and I can feel better, and I can do more, and maybe I can leave that shitty job. It's crazy because it escalates pretty quickly sometimes. But again, you know, speaking to energy, and I speak to this from my own personal experience, when you put out good, all of a sudden, all this good comes back to you. Right? If you're walking around grumpy, suddenly you meet a lot of assholes. It's funny how that works out, and we can do things to help out with that. I took that IKN course. You guys listened to an episode a while back, and that was when I first started thinking about color therapy and the use of color. Ryan Foley, shout out to you, put me onto that idea and this concept. Right, if we go down that pain science rabbit hole just for a little bit, we understand pain is an experience. It's a complex thing. And let's tie it into something more tangible, like an injury. When you got injured, something was happening at that moment. Light was coming in through your eyes. Sound was playing. There's other things involved. And that creates that neurotag, that neurosignature within your brain. If we're going to treat that person and help out their pain, we need to address all of those factors in some way, shape, or form. If all I'm addressing is the touch, the kinesthetic portion of that, the tactile portion of that, I'm leaving so much on the table. We are sensory beasts. Julie Wiebe says it all the time. If all I'm addressing is one sense, we're leaving so much.
So can I give you an example
with
that?
Talk to me.
So I do group sessions, and I always ask the people to come and pick. I work with color silks and I work with color lights. So this woman one time, she picked an indigo silk, and we did the session. I put in the needles, put in the indigo color on her. I played the monochord, and it lasted for about an hour. And after the session was over, she raised her hand and she shared with the group that for the longest time, she had suffered from anxiety, and the main image that would come to her mind was when she was a little girl, she was punished. And her father put her in the backyard and locked the door. And all she remembers is crying, trying to get in the house, and feeling desperate. After she really connected with the color that she picked, indigo, that image expanded. And that image, she remembered that she was actually not alone. Her dog was there. And that in itself brought a change from that experience, because this I cannot prove, but I can only tell you based on what I see from my patients. What color is doing is it's activating different parts of the brain that allows for us to have more information available to us. Whether it is a memory that we have forgotten, or whether it is seeing beyond what our eyes see, beyond this third dimension. And that's when we begin to experience life in a different manner.
For sure, man. Knowledge is power, right? We've heard that all the time, but it really is. Our nervous system, right? If you want to take it and make it medical, all right, cool. Our nervous system is always seeking safety. At the end of the day, we're not born to run. We're born to survive. That's it. And so if we can give our nervous system more information, especially in the face of pain, danger, things like that, more credible information that it's okay, the output of that system is tremendously different. Right? Pain is an output, part of this experience. If I can give this system, this brain, the opportunity to take a breath, take a moment, process things a little bit differently, create some new neurotags, that's what's happening, right? And recall different parts of information that's stored, right? That memory is stored in there, but if I give the brain the opportunity to, hey, remember this part, bring this, allow this to come in, we can change that person's experience. And they're not hooked on drugs.
As a matter of fact, you know what? I have another example that I can tell you about is, when my patients come into my healing space, you saw all the silks that I have hanging.
It's beautiful.
And I usually ask them to pick a silk. And there's two silks that are the most popular ones. So going back to what you were saying about how the brain stores memory, I'm also a neurolinguistic programming practitioner. And in neurolinguistics, we know that the brain is only capturing 6 to 9 pieces of information when there's 2 billion of 2 million pieces of information coming at us. So the rest is going to the subconscious mind. But when you walk into a room, your brain, your heart, specifically your heart, is already picking up on all the information. So believe it or not, the one that people pick the most is the silk that is has a pattern, and the intention behind that pattern is protection.
Wow, this stuff should get you guys so excited and like, how do I learn more? I want to hear more. This is like, I don't know how it isn't. But speaking of, it's a good segue, actually. I didn't plan it, but that's a good segue. If they want to learn more from you, how can they do that? Where can they find you?
Well, you can go to my website at www.soundandcoloracupuncture.com. I will be doing workshops, and eventually it'll be online.
Yes, we're working on that, guys.
Next year, I'm invited to be in Australia, Croatia. I do give talks around town in Miami, but the online workshops will be coming soon because people are in, you know, are curious of finding alternative ways to help themselves, and it doesn't have to be expensive. It's right there for us.
And then they can learn and do it on themselves. You guys, I really encourage you, because I know some of the audience out there, and I appreciate skepticism. I do. But I also appreciate people that are willing to go and experiment themselves. That's why I came out here. And I'm out here for Rockstock, and I was like, I am going to set up an appointment and go and see what this feels like on myself. And understand, not everything works for everyone. That we're not saying that. Okay, if you go to Vanessa, all of your problems, you're going to make money now, you're going to be... I'm not saying that. That'd be great.
I wish.
Right? She'd be charging a whole lot more. But it's an alternative, and something that I want you guys to think about, something I want you to open your eyes to. And, you know, based on this short discussion we've had, you should be able to start drawing some parallels as to how this could possibly be working. Like, I'm the type of person, I'm like, if it helps one person, there's benefit in it. Let's talk about it. Let's do it. But for those of you that need a little bit more, all right, that's cool. I want you to take a step back, and this is what we have to do a lot of the stuff that's coming out now, extrapolate and say, okay, this thing works because of this. How could this other thing that's being done also work? Just, I encourage you, at least visit the website. Give it a try. This is something that, I don't want to sound desperate in this, but I want you guys to understand, we need to be trying to look for other options. These simple, as Lorimer Mosley says, simple solutions to complex problems aren't working. My goal with this podcast is to expose you guys to, one, people who are taking chances and doing other things. I think it's pretty cool that, Vanessa, your background is as a CPA, so you guys out there should be listening and be like, you know, she's not a hippie. There's nothing wrong with being a hippie, but she's not some hippie that, you know, grew up in the world of crystals and is like, oh, I'm going to find it. She was a CPA.
No, I had a practice for 27
a
years.
A very successful CPA. Yeah. Right? So she still has that brain that a lot of you guys have, but also found something else here and is helping people and is taking a leap career-wise, which is another reason I brought her on. Maybe give her a little push, a little incentive to do a little more. But give it a try. We live in a time where we're the unhealthiest we've ever been. What do you have to lose?
Absolutely.
You know, what do you have to lose? Vanessa, before I let us go, I'm just watching the lizard. I'm like, is it coming closer? Or before I move us out of the sun, any last words you'd like to leave the people with?
Oh my gosh, that life was meant to be lived in joy and in health. And we just walk each other home. We help each other. And I always ask people to think of what can you do to be of service. And I don't know, this is just the way that I live my life and to, you know, to bring more consciousness and awareness to others to do the same. Money's important, you know, having things is important. But at the end of the day, as I have said with many people in the death process, because I also assist those in the dying process, that we don't take anything. It's a life lived with passion, with joy, with love is what matters at the end.
You guys heard it here first. That's what this podcast is about, helping you guys connect with each other, realize the bigger picture. Step outside of yourselves, meet new people, try new things. What do you have to lose? I will put all of that information so that you can contact her. But why don't you actually say it one more time, Vanessa? If they want to contact you, they want to find you, how do they do that?
Sure. They can go to my website at www.soundandcoloracupuncture.com, all together, the way it sounds. Mm-hmm. And my phone number is 305-467-8024.
Got the digits, you guys. I will put all of it in the show notes. From the website, they can contact you via email.
Yes, okay. The email's there.
All right, so everything is on there. Are you on, do you do anything on social media?
I'm on Facebook at Sound and Color Acupuncture. I'm on Instagram as Vanessa Tanady. I'm on Twitter as Vanessa Sound and Color.
Okay. So we're going to work on that. I'm going to get her brand continuity going. Don't worry, guys. I have that handled. But I will put all of that in the show notes so that you can contact her. This is something I encourage you guys, at least just go to the website, check it out. It was an amazing experience. I don't bullshit you guys. That's why, you know, this is not easy to make these podcasts. I do it because I believe in it, and I want you guys to hear this stuff. So definitely go and check it out.
Thank you so much
absolutely.
For inviting me.
Vanessa, this was awesome. Absolutely awesome. You guys out there, I'm not asking for a review from you. I'm not asking for you to give this any likes. I want you to go and check out her website. I want you to go and take a chance and open your mind to something new. All right? I know you could have been... Well, there's almost a car accident over there. I realize you guys could have been doing anything, but you chose to listen to us. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Until next time, my friends, Vanessa and Maestro.